have a good record to defend. And we'll have some significant achievements, which have addressed the concerns of the Ghanaian people. I'm very confident that we're going to the election in 2024 in a good state.
But most there are concerns that the campaign has led to a lot of vitriol and a lot of hostility. What's your concerns about such claims?
I believe at the end of the day, a competitive process, the party will coalesce around the new leader who will then be able to lead us in a unified manner to the election.
Mr. President, please, are you telling the delegates to vote for some aspirants? These are some of the claims. Can you reiterate that point? The last time you cleared that, you are not supporting any aspirant.
Why you bring it up again? you're not convinced.
Some say they are not convinced by the message. They want you to walk the talk.
But at the same time, there are some calling for me to endorse their candidates. There are some who are calling for me to endorse their candidates. I haven't endorsed anybody. The election is not mine. If I had, I would decide it. I don't decide it. It's the delegates in our party that decide it.
Mr. President, Ghanaians say they are not happy with the way conditions are. They are tired, they are suffering.
I'm the first to admit it. I've said it several times. I'm the first to admit it. But at the end of the day, I believe that when the moment comes, Ghanaians will reflect on who best can get us out of these difficulties and take us to the next thing. That is the new patriotic party.
Thank you so much, Mr. President.